This is Jennifer. They said we would be back between 8:30 and 9, so it'd be probably better to come about 9 because you know how we're usually late. About 9. Thank you. Bye.
5:44 p.m. Monday.
I had that. That really knocks you for a loop.
Oh, man, it was done.
The rest of the family have it?
Yeah, it's going around.
I don't know if you got it. I think we got it back here in the east before you guys got out there. It was fierce. Okay, first, let me say I appreciate this. I told you in the letter, I don't know if you recall, I'm trying to write a book on the bonus baby era.
Uh-huh.
And I've talked with a lot of the bonus babies. I'm trying to talk with some non-bonus babies that, well, in your case, I'm sure you must have been offered a bonus. I lived out in California.
Well, in them days, you had to go to the big leagues.
Right, yeah. And is that why you did not choose one?
No, there was a limit, 4,000.
Right.
And I figured out, me and my dad, that if I took it in salary, I'd end up making more.
How?
Because if you have a good year, they never cut you.
Uh-huh.
So actually, it worked out pretty good.
So you signed a minor league contract?
Right.
Okay, for what, for 4,000 or?
Well, for 1,000 a month.
Okay.
And I never made underneath that.
Okay. Well, that's pretty sharp.
And I went and had a good year in my first year, and they gave me a raise.
Okay.
Which was unheard of in them days.
Yes, it sure was. Well, you had a fantastic first year.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable, for especially, you're 17, I guess, or 18, I guess you were, weren't you?
Yeah, 17.
Well, how many teams were after you?
Only about 4 or 5.
Okay, I remember you. I lived in Los Altos, which is, you know, the other end of the state from you, but you were in the newspapers all the time, about that time.
Well, football was my game.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah.
You had college offers.
Right, football.
Yeah. Did any team offer you a bonus?
Did any team? No.
No. Was there, other than the Yankees, who was looking at you?
Milwaukee, Boston, Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh. Boston.
Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
We all the scouts over here.
Who was the signing scout?
For me?
Yes.
Deacon Jones.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good scout.
Yeah.
My high school coach was a bird dog. Les Cassie.
C-A-S-S-E-Y?
C-A-S-S-I-E.
I-E, okay. What high school did you go to?
San Diego High.
Did they keep records by any chance?
Pardon?
Did they keep records by any chance of the players? Your batting records?
San Diego High?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Most of the high schools, even today, they keep a scorebook, and once the season's over, the scorebook gets lost.
That's probably what happened when I was there.
You had a good Legion career. Was it Legion you played in the summers?
Yeah, I played American Legion.
Yeah. I remember reading about that. I'm not a whole lot younger than you are, and I was following the bonus situation pretty well, and the guys that were playing in California especially, and you were a household name there for a few years.
More or less in football.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you were, but you made the papers, even the San Francisco papers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess it was, what did we take, the San Francisco Examiner, I guess it was. Yeah, you weren't like the guys, like the local boys, but you had, your name was in there. Oh, it was in there a couple, three times a year, and it became known that you were also a tremendous baseball prospect. Okay, when you, this is a opinion, obviously an opinion that's all it can be. If you had been offered a bonus, what do you think you would have accepted it?
I really don't. I don't know. I can't really say that because I didn't have any money.
Uh-huh.
And I'm out of taking it.
What do you think, any idea of what how you would have progressed if you had been made to sit for 2 years stagnant?
Geez, I don't know what would have happened. I've seen a lot of them get hurt.
Yeah.
When I played in Binghamton, we had two of them.
Who'd you have? Leger and
Frank Leger. He got a big bonus from the Yankees. And
Carroll?
He had to sit on the bench for a year up there, and it hurt him.
Yeah.
And Cleet Boyer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He got a bonus from Kansas City.
He panned out. Leger never did come around.
Right.
He just passed away here a little while back.
Yeah, I know. I just seen his boy.
Is his boy football?
No, his boy pitches batting practice for us in Boston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a young man, evidently had it all, and just sitting for 2 years is just more, I guess, you can't progress.
Big strong boy.
Well, you were a big strong boy. you tore him up everywhere you... everywhere you went for 5 years.
Well, I was lucky.
Well, you were lucky they were hitting your bat? You weren't lucky.
No, God gave me strength, so that helped.
Yeah, it sure did. With all your minor league numbers, and you were averaging 100 RBIs a year, you were averaging 25, 26 home runs a year, it still took, of course, you were in the Yankee chain, and there was no room at the top, but it took you a while before you established yourself.
Yeah, they won the World Series every year.
Yeah, it's awful hard to get into a lineup like that.
A great bunch of guys. I got to go to spring training with them every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to meet them all, and they were really good to me. Mickey and Yogi and them guys. In fact, I still see them.
Uh-huh. How long did you play? You were only in New York, what, part of?
61.
Yeah, and then went to Kansas City.
Yeah, I got traded for Bud Daly.
Pretty good pitcher.
Yeah.
What did you think of the trade?
It was my first trade, and it was kind of a shock.
Yeah, it kind of sets everybody back the first time.
But I was kind of happy because I knew I was going to get to play, and I didn't get to, you know, I had to go in the Army.
Yeah.
It actually turned out to be my break.
The service?
Well, Kansas City sold me to Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And I got married. And I got a shot at Cincinnati. I got a shot to go in the National League.
You sure made the most of that.
I like the National League.
The year 65 year was...
65, I had a good year.
Yes, you had a fantastic year.
Yeah, well, I was on a good ball club. We had some good hitters, boy.
Yeah, well, you're the best of the bunch. 130 RBIs, that's a figure not many people get anymore.
Yeah, well, I had Pete Rose on, Veda Pinson.
Mm-hmm. Well, that helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, had Frank Robinson hitting in front of me.
Yeah, but you were still getting the RBIs. I don't think he cracked 100 that year.
Yeah, well, I had a hell of a year, really.
Yeah. Major League All-Star team, the sporting news at the end of the year.
Right.
The year before that, 64, you guys...
64 was the first year that I got to play.
You did well. You guys, you were still essentially a rookie. You played, but you hadn't played a full season yet at that point, had you?
No.
And you guys almost... everybody caught the Phillies, but you almost won it there at the end. That must have been a pretty exciting pennant race.
That was a hell of a pennant race. You know, there were five teams right there.
Yes.
Us, the Cardinals, Phillies, and the...
Braves. And somebody, the Dodgers, was it?
I don't know. There were so many damn teams there. If you win one day, you go from first to fourth.
Yeah.
And it was really fun.
You guys went from, what, fifth to second in the final two or three weeks.
Yeah.
I bet that was exciting.
A week later, we was tied for first.
Yeah.
And every day you go, you know something means something.
Yeah, that makes it worthwhile, makes it fun.
And, I don't know, I just played ball different then.
You mean from today?
I think so.
Yeah.
A little bit meaner.
Yeah, you didn't have 3-, 4-, 5-year contract where you could sit on your butt.
For the next year every year.
Yeah. And that's the way it ought to be.
And he was playing for the team.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wanted to win. Because if you won, you was going to get a raise.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't play for numbers. You wanted them, but it didn't mean that much.
Yeah. Alvin Dark, I talked to him a while back. I guess did you play against Alvin, or was he gone when you...
I played for him. He was managing the Giants when we played against him.
Right, yeah. He said that's the biggest difference he sees. He said back then a guy would give himself up to get a runner from second over to third or in scoring position, and he says they won't do that today.
Oh, yeah, he's right.
That's a detriment to the game.
Yeah.
And a guy will play 2 years with a .250 batting average, and it comes his contract year, and he'll bet 300 with 100 RBIs.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But we see it all the time. Later on, you went to the Phillies.
Right.
And you tied it's still the major league record, 4 consecutive home runs and 4 at-bats.
Yeah, that was something.
You remember that?
Yeah, I really do, because it's everybody brings it up, and it's something that ain't too many people done.
That's for sure.
It's just one of them things, every time I hit the ball, it went in the air.
Mm-hmm. A long way in the air.
Yeah.
Who were the pitchers, you remember?
Geez, I can't remember them.
It was
against Montreal.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. Yeah, that was July 10th, July 11th, I think it was.
Just before the All-Star break.
Yeah. You have, I don't know if I'll tell you this or not, you are the only man in the history of Major League Baseball who was struck out 5 times in a game twice. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. Both of them were extra inning games.
Huh.
And so you don't even appear in the record book, actually, because the record for a 9-inning game is 5, but the record for extra inning games, somebody had 6 and somebody had 7.
Good.
So you're not in there.
I just assume not have that.
Okay, maybe I'll leave this out of the interview then.
Yeah.
Was there, other than the 4 home runs in a row, was there a game that stands out in your memory?
Oh, there's so many of them, because, when you knock in a run and you win a game. But, just knocking in a winning run was my thrill.
Okay, so...
I got paid for knocking runs in.
Yeah. That's what they ought to pay a man for. Either scoring him or knocking him in, because that's what the ball game's all about.
I prided myself in being tough with men on base.
Mm-hmm. And consistently, you had a high RBI percentage. Your runs batted in compared to your at-bats was always up there. It was over 20% the year you had 130, and nowadays guys have 80 RBIs with 600 at-bats, and everybody just says what a good season they had, and that's down around 12 or 13%. So there's not one game you can pinpoint as being something that really...
No, not really. I can't really say this and that. It's just, I can remember a lot of big hits, but sometimes it's just, you got a lot of memories in this game.
Sure.
Like, that's all you got.
Well, that's one of the, I've done, over the last maybe 3 years, I've probably interviewed 100 ball players for one thing or another. And without naming names, I won't, but there's two kinds. There's the guy who plays for himself, and there's the team player. And without fail, the guy who plays for himself can name you 4 or 5 games right off the bat where he did something really good.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy that's a team player usually can't. Doc couldn't. You can't. The guys, I don't know if you remember, Joe Moore played in the 30s. The biggest game, he mentioned a game, but it was a game in which 2 of his teammates did something really well. He couldn't remember anything that he did particularly.
That's good.
Yes, it is good. It shows something about character, I believe.
I didn't think of that. You're right.
It does. Today, you talk to a young player today, he's going to whip off a half a dozen days in which he had two hits or drove in four runs or made a big catch.
I talk to him every day.
Yes. You're still a coach, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in California.
Do you enjoy it?
Oh, I love it.
Good.
I've seen the game change.
Oh, I bet you have, gee whiz. Yeah.
You just got to change with it. You can't talk about the old days, you know. I just enjoy... Every once in a while, they'll come around and talk to me, and they'll want to know things, and I'll tell them, and they'll sit there and say, nah, you know, they won't do it. Pitching's changed.
Oh, yes.
They don't pitch inside no more. They do, the umpire runs out there and tells them they can't.
And if a batter gets thrown inside, he has a fit, he throws a bat down.
I laugh.
It's ridiculous.
And they'll dive into the ball.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to dive in, you're going to get hit anyway. So, I respected a pitcher that pitched inside. I mean, I wanted him to know that I wasn't afraid, and I knew that he wasn't. So, I mean, it was more of a competitive, I don't know what you'd call it, but it was more competitive.
Yeah, well, it's the plate is there, and that's what you guys are fighting over.
Right.
He thinks he owns it, and you think you own it, and that's what it's all about.
That's right.
I have a son who's a college pitcher, and I was a pitcher when I was a kid in college. And, I'm 3 years younger than you, so I played in your time, and I know what you're talking about. And he's been raised, and I finally got it through to him that the whole plate is his, not just the outside half.
Right.
And he comes and he hit four batters in one game last year that were strikes.
That's right. If they're diving, you will.
Yeah. And he's learned that he can, it's very important, and it's improved him greatly that he now throws a ball inside to him.
Sure. They'll get out of the way.
Yeah. If they don't, you know, that's tough.
That's right.
Just so you don't hit him in the head.
That's right. Hell, he got that protected now.
That's true. That's true. Big clunk is all it is now.
Yeah.
Well, who was the best player you saw in your time?
Why, I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Mickey?
Yeah.
Frank Robinson. Henry Aaron.
Uh-huh.
Mays. Flamini.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I played against all them Hall of Famers.
Yeah, that's a pretty good lineup you just named.
They could all hit with power.
Uh-huh.
And they could all run.
Yes.
I mean, they were total ball players, in my opinion. And they played hard. I had the privilege of playing with Mickey and Frank Robinson and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And they had that little extra. They're Hall of Famers.
You have to think, if these guys are getting $4 million today, what those fellows you just named would be getting.
No, at least that much.
Yeah. I don't know if
they do everything.
Make Bobby Bonilla's contract look like pocket change.
Oh, man.
Who was the best pitcher you saw?
Well, I faced a lot of good ones. Probably Gibson.
Yeah, I bet he was tough.
Koufax, Gibson, Drysdale, Seaver.
Oh, yeah.
Marichal, Bunning.
Jeez.
I mean, these guys were no fun going to work.
I bet they weren't.
And you woke up and you knew you was going to have a tough day at the office.
Well, you know, they were pitching to you, too, so that wasn't too easy on them.
They had to. You had to figure them out. You know, they had patterns, too.
Sure.
I think we studied the pitchers more in them days than they do now. You know, like when a certain guy would get you out one way, he wouldn't change.
Mm-hmm.
He'd make you change. And
if you wanted your job, you had to.
Yeah, nowadays they say, boy, that guy really throws hard. Christ, all these guys threw hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But they had something else, too.
Well, we didn't have any guns.
Yeah.
You know, there was no radar guns, and the guy either threw hard, or he was nice to hit at, Well, he was a pitcher where, you know, he nitpicked.
Mm-hmm.
There was no...
I get the guns are a great invention, but I, at least in my observation, watching my son play college ball and then in high school, everybody has got one of them. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong, you're a coach, you see it, but it looks to me like it's just really overused.
The gun?
Yes.
Well, we use it to see if he's starting to lose it.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
That's the only way we do, but as long as I'm in a game, I can tell when a guy's losing it. You can see him start getting shorter.
Yeah, well, the arm's going to change, the motion, the delivery.
Yeah, you can. Scouts and them guys, they can see it.
The scouts that come around these games, I see that the first thing they do is put the gun on a kid.
Yeah, well, they got to make sure that they... And then half the time they're lying because they got it set at a different mileage, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, hell yes.
I didn't know that.
The gun will read 95 and the kid's only throwing 85 because they got the gun set up 10 miles an hour. So the other scout can't read it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, they got a lot of tricks.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Who was the toughest pitcher on you?
Probably Gibson.
I bet he was the toughest on a lot of fellas.
And Seaver?
Yeah. Seaver was, you paced him his first, 4 or 5 years in the league, 3 or 4 years?
He threw hard and he had great control.
Yeah. He was
a pitcher.
He sure was.
And a real competitor.
I guess he's eligible for the Hall of Fame this next year, I think, isn't he, or year after?
Yeah.
Yeah, that ought to, if he doesn't get in, they ought to give a sobriety test.
Yeah.
Do you still get fan mail?
Oh, yeah.
Autograph requests?
In fact, my wife and me do it every rainy day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You do sign then? Sign autographs?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I try to help the kids.
There's no reason not to, as far as I can see, but I guess it maybe if you're overwhelmed with them, it
might
be.
That's where it's all at. That's your fans.
And no matter what they charge for the TV contract or whatever, you know, it's still the fans who's paying the way.
That's right.
I'm glad to hear that. In fact, I was a fan of yours. You were a few years older than me, but I always had favorites. I think I still have favorites. And I followed your career, and I'm glad to find out that you're a nice guy. I've talked to a lot of fellows who turn out they weren't nice guys.
I appreciate it.
Well, I do too. I hate to waste following somebody's career to find out they were a turkey. Would you go back and do it all again?
You gonna send me a copy of the book?
Yeah, sure will.
Sure. She just told me.
It's probably. Darren, it's probably a year or a year and a half away. I've got a book coming out this spring on people who aren't in the Hall of Fame and who should be, and then I've got a book of interviews coming out after that. I've got to get up to Cooperstown at the National Baseball Library and do an awful lot of research on the bonus babies. I've got the initial, but I don't have all the in-depth stuff yet.
Oh, okay.
But yes, by all means, I'll send you one if you want one.
Where are you living at?
I'm in Lexington, Kentucky.
I don't get around there, do I?
No.
St. Louis?
Our home team here, I guess, is Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think the closest I get is Kansas City.
Kansas City or Cleveland. Cleveland's about a 6-hour drive. Kansas City is, Kansas City's about 12 hours. So Cleveland would be the closest place.
If you get in the area, call me.
Well, I will. I really will.
You know, if you're going to come over, I'll get tickets or something.
Okay.
Have a Coke or something.
That would be great. Yeah, the last couple of years, last year I took my older, I've got two boys, one in college and I've got an 8-year-old, sort of an afterthought. And I took them out to see a White Sox game. And the year before that I took them out to see an Indian game. You know, we're talking about maybe going to Detroit or Milwaukee this year.
Okay.
I'll do it. We'll just schedule it when the Angels are in town. That would be great.
If we're there, make sure you get a hold of me.
Oh, I'll find you.
No problem.
Great. Let me ask you two more real quick questions.
Sure.
Would you do all this again? Play ball again?
100 times over.
Great. Do you have any regrets from your career?
No.
Okay, that's another thing I've noticed. The guys... There's guys that have regrets, they nitpick, there's things that almost without fail are something that was their fault. And I don't say this, and I don't tell them that.
Say what, it's a great life.
Yeah.
I've raised three kids and I got a wonderful family, and the only thing I owe it to is baseball.
This is all you've done?
This is all I've ever done. I've never got a paycheck nowhere else.
Well, that's great.
I mean, I didn't go to college.
Yeah.
So if I didn't play ball, I don't know what I'd do.
Well, that's good. That's good. My son would love to be able to say that in 30 or 40 years from now.
I tell you what, it's a great life. You meet a lot of great people.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah, and I got some great friends.
Good. That's worth more than all the rest anyhow.
And I got some great memories.
Yeah.
So whatever happens, there's nothing new. You can never take it away.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Memories are there forever.
Right now.
Friends are there.
I got cancer right now.
Oh, no.
And, I got guys calling me that are from out of the past. It's unbelievable.
What kind of cancer?
Lung cancer.
Oh, man. How you coming with it?
Oh, it's going to be all right.
Okay, good.
But you never know when you got to go.
Well, that's true.
I got to go make that team up there.
Yeah.
And they got some good ball players.
Yeah, they do.
That's going to be tough.
there's always an opening. I suspect some of the good ball players aren't up there.
Yeah, there's some good ones down there, too. I might be.
Yeah. You don't know which one you're going to be competing against, do you?
I got to figure out what unit I'm going to try for.
Well, what I'm going to have first or third base open. I hope you don't have to try out for it too soon, though.
No. I'd like to wait a couple, 3 years.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, goodness gracious. Yeah, you're too young now. Heck, like I said, you're 3 years older than I am, and I hope I've got 20 more.
Well, I hope you do.
Yeah, I hope you do, too. That would be good. All right, back to the bonus rule again. You saw Mike McCormick you played against. He signed the bonus contract. He's one of the few guys who really did come out well on it. But
Went to the Giants.
Pardon?
He was with the Giants.
Yeah, he started out with them, left them, and came back to them.
Mm-hmm.
And probably started off, well, he did. He started off better than Koufax. Then the arm problems and everything. Of course, Koufax turned out to be a useful pitcher, too. What is your opinion? You've seen the boys. You played with them. You were probably able to get a bonus if you had probably asked for one, especially from Pittsburgh, if they were after you. What's your opinion of the rule?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think it's really up to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know? For me, you know, I never had no money, and I didn't know what money was.
Yeah. Now that, go ahead.
I just, Rusty's number one draft picks now, they get a lot of money.
It's hard to imagine that. What incentive does a kid have who gets, like this kid from the Yankees, $1.5 million? What incentive does he have?
Yeah, he don't ever have to pitch.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I believe you got to earn what you make.
Yeah. And now this is one of the things.
Worth $4 million.
Pardon?
I think there's players out there worth $4
million. Yeah, there are. Not as many as are going to get it.
No. It's just like a standard rate. You know, if you do this, you get this. And it's kind of weird right now.
Very weird.
But I like what we did. If we had good years, we got a good raise.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went back and tried to do better the next year. So you get another raise.
That's what it's all about.
If they brought that back, I think we'd see different baseball.
I think so. I really think so. Yes.
Instead of having one good year, I think they'd try to have about five or six in a row.
Mm-hmm. And, well, you had to have. You know, you start out, you'd get paid more, but if you didn't have a couple of good years, you wouldn't have to continue to go up.
No, you had to get two good years.
Yeah.
They figured if you got to the third year, you could play.
Yeah, stick around a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And maybe if this television contract blows up like people are talking, maybe it will get back to them.
Well, something's going to happen.
You know, one of the things...
They're going to run out of money.
Oh, I can't see how it can continue to come. I just don't understand how it can continue.
They got a lot of money. everything, everybody ought to get up and kiss that TV.
Yes.
It's paying the freight.
It's just scary. One of the things some of the bonus boys have told me, you said you never had any money, and this was what a whole lot of them said.
Uh-huh.
They never had any money, and somebody all of a sudden comes up waving more money into their nose than they possibly imagined ever could have existed before.
Yeah. Well, there's some good stories in the old days about money. You know about the kids that, them scouts, they got some good stories.
I bet they do.
That'd be a hell of a book. You write some of them scouts, they got stories that are really, I can sit and listen to them all night. How they waited around the corner and, you know, stuff like that for certain guys.
I'm trying.
Each other, cheated each other. And, that'd be a good book, boy.
I hope I can make it a good book.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out something about, there's several fellas rumored to have received under the table money. I'm trying to find out about that, but I don't think anybody's ever going to own up to it.
I don't think they'll admit it.
You know what happened. I know what happened. Everybody else knows it happened.
Oh, sure.
But nobody's going to come up. A fella played with Detroit. I don't know if you remember him. I think he was a little before you. Walter Struli.
Who?
Walter Struli. Struli.
Uh-huh.
Catcher. Only played like 8 or 9 games in 3 years, but everybody says that he received under the table money.
Yeah.
But nobody can prove he did it. You know, they can't prove it. I can't say it. And he won't talk to me about it. So
there's a lot of guys driving good cars in them days.
I bet there were.